From WGCU News, I'm John Davis. Multiple immigrant advocacy organizations say the Collier County Sheriff's Office is not equipped to help people who do not speak English. Four organizations, including the Coalition of Immokalee Workers, filed a complaint with the U.S. Department of Justice against the law enforcement agency. WGCU's Jessica Mazzaros reports the complaint stems from an incident earlier this year when a sheriff's deputy shot and killed a Hispanic man who did not speak English.
It all started January 31st when a Spanish-speaking man called Collier's 911 emergency line, and the dispatcher only spoke English.
911, what's the address of your emergency?
What to say? How are you? Police.
I'm sorry?
The dispatcher eventually located an interpreter and called him back. But when the sheriff's office reached the man, he did not speak clearly and hung up.
I'm sorry, ma'am. I don't hear a response.
Advocates say the sheriff's office then traced the call to Immokalee and they sent out a deputy, one who does not speak Spanish. A police report says Deputy Natalie Ashby was dispatched to Immokalee, quote, in reference to an unverified 911 call. The sheriff's office was not clear if these two calls were one and the same. The report says Ashby came across one Hispanic man striking another. One man, Miguel Andrades, had stab wounds and asked for help. Another man, Juan Ruiz, was holding a knife and approached the deputy. When Ruiz did not put the knife down, the sheriff's office says the deputy fatally shot him. Advocate Victor Valdez co-filed the federal complaint. He says if the sheriff's office had adequate Spanish interpreters on the phone and in person, this may not have happened.
It's not only for these poor men. It's about families, other families, other people that they are at risk from the same problem.
But Collier Sheriff's Office spokesperson Michelle Batten says their practices meet federal and law enforcement association standards. She also says the 911 call and the Juan Ruiz case are likely unrelated.
Our detectives determined that it's highly unlikely that the 911 call was related to the knife-wielding subject, to the incident in question.
The Ruiz case is still under investigation, and it will still be some weeks before the advocacy organizations know whether or not the U.S. Department of Justice will consider their complaint. Jessica Mazzaros, WGCU News.